The video game industry scored a big win this week. Call of Duty Black Ops, a military-style shoot-em-up, broke sales records. It brought in $360 million on its first day alone. NPR's Nina Gregory reports.
After years of record growth, the video game industry has had two bad ones in a row. Sales were down 10% last year and are down so far 8% this year, according to MPD Group. This latest offering from video game publisher Activision is a much-needed hit, not just for the game industry, but for retailers, too. Michael Pachter, an analyst with Wedbush Morgan Securities, says it's just what they needed.
They had over 3 million pre-orders. More than 3 million people had reserved a copy of the game in advance, even though there was no risk that the game would be sold out the first day.
Retailers like Walmart and Amazon offered discounts and gift cards to entice buyers to pre-order. Still, despite its sales success, the military-style game has made at least one enemy, Fidel Castro. Players shoot their way through a variety of Cold War landscapes, including one on the streets of Havana, circa 1961. The mission? Assassinate Fidel Castro. Cuba's state-run media has come out and criticized the game, saying it, quote, stimulates sociopathic attitudes in North American children. Nina Gregory, NPR News.
Stimulating all kinds of attitudes. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Our program is directed by Van Williamson and Asma Khalid. The production staff includes Travis Larchuk, Kevin Leahy, Vince Pearson, Leah Scarpelli, Selena Simmons-Duffin, Lindsay Totti, Scott Braswell, Jessica Diehl, and Jess Gittner, with Ben Bergman and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Kasicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inske. Thank you.